Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice about user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about the copy on your website, and I want to begin by asking you a couple of questions. How important is your website to your company's success? How much do you really rely on your website to bring in business? You see, these days, most websites are pretty business critical. We rely on our sites to persuade users to buy from us or to get in touch. Yet most of the copy on our site is not written by a professional web copywriter. You see, we think we can do it ourselves. After all, we write all the time. But just because we write press releases or business documents doesn't mean we know how to write good web copy. We pay money for content management systems to hold our content and are designed to make it look pretty, but we won't pay for the copy itself. How messed up is that? A good copywriter knows how to write engaging, compelling copy, copy that nudges users into taking action. They won't only communicate information about your brand, they will also make users want your brand. Still not convinced? Still think you can sit down and knock out some decent web copy? Well, I want to share with you 7 things that you'll need to become an expert at if you're going to be a great website copywriter. The first is to write with humanity. When most of us sit down to write web copy, we turn into corporate bot 2000. In other words, we stop writing like a human being and start writing like some soulless corporation. We think it makes us sound professional, but it only distances us from the user. Take, for example, this copy from a university website. As well as ensuring students make the most of their potential through their academic studies, the University of Essex also provides an environment which caters for all of the needs of its students through providing a range of accommodation, catering facilities, an active student union, sports and the arts. Now, setting aside that that's all written as one sentence, it completely lacks humanity. It talks about students rather than referring to the reader. And they don't even talk about us. Instead, they refer to themselves in the third person. Even a quick and dirty rewrite can make all the difference. I wrote this. Student life is about more than studying. We support you with everything you're looking for, from accommodation and catering through to an active student union, great sports facilities, and an engaging arts program. Now, it sounds like a conversation, doesn't it, between two human beings? And that's only my attempt. Imagine what a real copywriter could do. The second thing that a good copywriter will do is balance clarity with cleverness. A good copywriter walks a fine line. They know that their copy has to be engaging, it has to be clever, witty and attention-grabbing, but they also realise that it needs to communicate clearly too. Marketers often trip up here. They come from a world of broadcast marketing, a world where grabbing attention is everything. They focus too much on being clever and they tease and play with the reader in an attempt to draw them in. But as I've written before, a website is not a traditional marketing channel. And good copywriters know that. They know that users don't have the patience for too much wordplay. They want the information and they want it fast. So a good web copywriter knows that they have to get to the point, that they have to aid scannability, that they accept that people aren't actually going to read their copy in any detail. You see, they understand the medium. They also know when to stop, because another fine line that copywriters walk is how hard to sell. When we write, we tend to overstate our case, but that creates several problems. Copy can become long and verbose, and we start to look desperate, and we repeat ourselves in an attempt to convince. And a good copywriter knows that that's not the way to do things. He knows when to stop. She will make the case in a compelling way and then will stop writing. She will know how much detail is enough and she will never repeat the message more than is absolutely necessary. Instead of desperate self-promotion, she will answer users' questions, and that brings us on to the next point. While most of us fixate in what we want to say online, a good copywriter starts from a different premise. They begin with what the user wants to know. When users arrive on your website, they have questions, yet we spend our time telling them how great our products and services are. We end up failing to address their questions, and so they look elsewhere. Frequently Asked Questions sections highlight this problem. Too often an FAQ section fails to live up to its name. The only answers are to questions that the marketing department wish users would ask. Questions such as, how can you make your product so good at such a low price? Of course, nobody actually asks questions like that. In fact, we often go as far as avoiding the questions that users really want to get answers to because we fear that they won't like the answers. We hide delivery charges, fail to talk about pricing, or skip over small print. We attempt to evade or distract, and a good copywriter knows how to address these kinds of issues in a way that users will accept. Next up, benefits and not features. We talk so much about features. We love to write about our features. Web design agencies talk about them providing Drupal, and gadget stores will focus on the technical specification. The list goes on in almost every field. But a good copywriter knows that most people don't care that much about features. Not in their own right. They care about the benefits those features bring to them. People don't care whether you develop in Drupal. They care that their site will be fast and easy to update. They don't care about connection speeds. They care that they'll be able to talk to their friends over Skype without it breaking up. A good copywriter won't only list the benefits, because a good copywriter will also know how to weave those benefits into a compelling story, which brings us on to the next point. Everybody loves a good story. A good story engages us. It draws us in. In fact, research shows that when we hear a story, the brain lights up as if it was real, as if we were actually experiencing it ourselves. And that is powerful. And a good copywriter knows how to harness that. He will share positive stories about your product and service. That is because he knows that users will imagine themselves experiencing that. But he won't stop there. He will use stories to keep the reader engaged and interested. He will tell the stories of your customers, of employees, and even of the company itself. He will talk about what it's like to use your product or service. He will paint a picture with his words. Do you think you can do the same? That brings us on to understanding how people think. You see, a good copywriter really understands psychology. They can use techniques such as scarcity, social proof, framing, and more. Use them to nudge the user towards the desired outcome. They know how to wrap a narrative around our most basic human needs, to frame our products as meeting one or more of those basic human needs. Do you really know how to do that? Do you have a solid grasp of psychology theory? Look, don't misunderstand me. I'm just as bad. I wrote the copy for my own business website. But it's time we stop deluding ourselves, stop pretending that we're experts in something we're not, that our copy is good enough when it's so critical to our business success. As I see it, we've got one of two choices. We can either invest time and money in improving our copywriting skills, which is a worthwhile aim and something we should all consider. Or we can accept that we don't have the time and hire someone who knows what they're doing.